AircheckDownloads.com.
It's fun to be back on one. Thanks to the mighty DLT for the next hour and 2 hours, shall I say. We have vintage top 20s, 27 years ago, 13 years ago, and 7 years ago this week, right? And the lineup includes Chubby Checker, Neil Sedaka, and Pat Doom. There's Bobby Darin, the Everly Brothers, and Barry White. We've got Small Faces, ABBA. We do have Sailor, Queen, and Status Quo. We've got Foreigner and Human League, to mention just a few. And 27 years ago this very week in 1962, there he was, Young Eden at number 20. That's exactly what they did, Pop Pickers, 27 years ago. The Everly Brothers, they're brand new at number 19 in the top 20, and they were crying in the rain. Incidentally, at number 18, down at number 18 was Frankie Vaughan with Tower of Strength. Down at number 17 was Del Shannon with So Long Baby. John Layton was up at number 16 with Son, This Is She. And they were rather stuck at number 15. All right, something like this. Let me see. Right, we'll get it right in a minute. There it was, Pop Pickers. Yes, it did surface some years later with Tight Fit there, but there was the original, the Tokens there, back in 1962 in Pick of the Pops on Radio 1 there, and The Lion Sleeps Tonight, not off. All right, stuck at number 14 was John D. Loudermilk, the famous American there in Language of Love, and then all of a sudden, Chubby, he was there, and was he at it? Was he ever, believe me? That's the way it went, all right, round and round and round, and young Chubby, he was certainly on the job with a twist there at number 13, and incidentally, he was hotly pursued by Leroy Van Dyke, and he knew there was only one way to go, right? The only way. There he was, Pop Pickers, Mr. Roy Van Dyke there in the 1962, 27 years ago this very week, Pick of the Pops chart on Radio 1 there, Leroy Van Dyke and the one called Walk On By. Now, incidentally, at number 11, stuck for the second week just outside the top 10, was Kenny Ball and his Jasmine, and all of a sudden, he was there again.
Oh, no!
Oh, yes, he was. And I can tell you, Pop Pickers, we'll be doing it again next year, that is for sure, too. And there he was, in the top 10, 1962, oh, 27 years ago, Mr. Chubby Checker, and let's twist again. And, of course, in the top 10, up he went, and there was Mr. Bobby V like this. And there he was in all his splendor, America's Bobby V there, and the one called Run to Him, co-written by Carol King's husband, Mr. Jerry Goffin. And incidentally, in America at that particular stage, Mr. Andy Williams was all the rave with the Moon River, but over here in Great Britain, remember Danny? Oh, and doesn't it bring back the memories right from 1962 there, Mr. Danny Williams, the celebrated ballad singer there at number 8 in the top 20, and the one called Moon River. Hey, and incidentally, Mr. Pat Boone was on the job, and so was Johnny. Absolutely, and I can tell you, Pop Pickers, Johnny finished up doing that very same thing. There was Mr. Pat Boone from 1962 there. Let me see, he was at number 7, and Johnny will. And all of a sudden, we do something like that, and I tell you that we have a birthday song, all right, and you all joined in. You actually went quite mad like this.
Happy birthday, sweet 16.
And he certainly did write some catchy songs. That is for sure, Mr. Neil Sedaka taking his place in Pick of the Pops on Radio 1 FM there, and the one called Happy Birthday, Sweet 16. All right, here we go again. He was on the climb up towards the top 5. Okay, actually hit number 5 this week, 27 years ago, and this is Mr. Bobby Darin.
AircheckDownloads.com.